is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, I'm John Batchelor, immediately to the Middle East, to Israel, to speak to Sarit Zahavi, a former lieutenant colonel in the reserve of the IDF, but right now running ALMA, a nonprofit independent research and education center, our eyes and ears on the northern part of Israel. We begin with violence in Lebanon. Lebanon's military tribunal on Thursday charged seven suspects in last month's attack that killed an Irish peacekeeper, Sean Rooney, 24, dead, and his colleague, Private Shane Kearney, wounded, 22. Sarit, beg pardon to begin the new year with violence, but I'm unfamiliar with the pattern of the attacks on the peacekeepers. Is this an unusual event, or is this a pattern you've seen over the years? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's an unusual event with its outcome. Not every day peacekeepers are getting killed. But it's not unusual with regard to the fact that Hezbollah is intimidating UNIFIL soldiers on a daily basis in South Lebanon. We've seen this throughout all these years, intimidating with they block their roads, they throw stone at them, they take their cell phones, they threaten them, they limit their freedom of movement. And this is all reported by the UN in their reports.
And the men who have been detained, we can presume they're Hezbollah. Has that been demonstrated?
I guess they are. We didn't get the details. By the way, I'm not sure they are the one who actually did that. We don't know. I think that Hezbollah understood that he will have to do something around this incident and, you know, turn down those who were involved, or at least give somebody that is allegedly involved there. I'm very happy that the international community insisted on making sure that this will not end up with nothing, like other stuff that happened in Lebanon in the past decades. But of course, it's an example to how Hezbollah actually view the peacekeepers. In the eyes of Hezbollah, the peacekeepers are Zionist agents.
Didn't the UNIFIL's authority was expanded by the United Nations, as I remember, this summer? And Hezbollah was very unhappy about it. So is this an escalation in response to that, or independent of it?
Look, in the social media, definitely what you just said was mentioned, meaning that there were kind of titles saying, or social media of Hezbollah, kind of saying, you try to change the rules of the game, so this is what you're going to get. But I must say that since I'm following UNIFIL, since even before 2006, again, getting intimidations from Hezbollah is not new.
Right.
The atmosphere and the messaging and the fact that Hezbollah is not satisfied with what happened in the United Nations Security Council last summer, that's all of that is correct. But it doesn't mean that before this resolution, Hezbollah actually enabled UNIFIL to do whatever it needs to do.
Malcolm, you have questions about Damascus Airport. Let me read the headline from Jerusalem Post, because this is a mystery. Damascus Airport strike puts spotlight back on Iran and Syria. Go ahead, Malcolm.
So there's actually two airports that I'd be interested in hearing Sarit's view on. You actually were the ones who first exposed some of these issues some time ago, and the world is catching up to you. First about, as John pointed out, the Damascus airport and the strikes there, but also the airports in Lebanon and the response to the continued shipments, even using civilian aircraft, as I understand, to carry weapons to Iran's allies.
What Iran has been doing is, and this is going on years, is using civilian flights of Iranian airline companies. We specifically exposed Mahan Airline, but there are more, that are flying from Tehran to Beirut, to Damascus, to Aleppo, sometimes through other countries as well, and bringing the weapon in those flights, usually advanced weapons. we exposed the connections of MAN Airline with the IRGC. We exposed that the CEO of the MAN Airline was actually in touch and an old friend, if I may put it this way in English, of Qasem Soleimani. We exposed the names of the pilots that we understand are connected to the IRGC as well. We exposed the traveling agency that is buying the tickets, thousands of tickets under the same name, and sometimes with special confirmation, I'm quoting, to specific alleged or fictive passages. And that way you understand that all of that is actually all to serve the IRGC smuggling efforts from Tehran to Damascus and to Beirut. These flights are landing in these airports. We had more than 100 flights to Damascus and around 40 flights to Beirut only in the past year. So that's quite a lot of flights. What is happening now, or if I say in the past few months, you do see more attacks on Damascus Airport, especially on the runways, trying to not even block because they have been fixed very quickly, but mainly to send a message. And these attacks are attributed by Israel, though Israel never claims responsibility. They are attributed to Israel by the Syrians. This is a message. It's a message to the Iranians and it's a message to the Syrians that one cannot tolerate the continuation of the smuggling of weapons in civilian flights. In Beirut, it's even more interesting because we have published our report and it was quoted all over the media in Syria and a little bit in Lebanon as well. And eventually we see an announcement today of the transportation minister of Lebanon, who is actually Hezbollah, that is celebrating the deployment of new magnometers for security in the airport, saying these publications in Israel are wrong. So if they are wrong, why new magnometers are needed? And again, I'm not sure that this weapon is going through magnometers. So I'm not sure it matters.
Sarit, here at the turn of the calendar year, is there anything building for a violent outbreak along the border or in Lebanon and Syria? Is there a pattern that you can see where the Iranians are looking for a provocation in some time in the near future? We have about a minute.
No, actually, I think that things have calmed down after the maritime border agreement, and they will have to find a new excuse to raise back the tension on these two borders.
Malcolm, we just have 30 seconds. We have a quick question.
I wanted to know whether you think that Netanyahu coming back to power will have any impact or shift on the approach to Lebanon.
No, pretty much Lapid and Netanyahu went on the same lines when we speak about the strategy with regard to Syria and Lebanon.
Then you're looking at the northern border as secure at this moment from a violent outbreak or some new ranging attack from Hezbollah. You think this is a quiet moment?
No, it's always a question mark here, especially when, you know, we saw last summer that Hezbollah is willing to take the risk of war, threatening war against Israel. This is something new. And that's why I believe Israel needs to reconsider its assumption that Hezbollah is not interested in war.
Right.
But as I've said, they will have to find a new excuse.
Sarit Zahavi, member of the IDF in reserves, Lieutenant Colonel, founder and president of AMA in the North, Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Bashman.